it's a great honour to be associated, I suppose, with the team first and foremost, and then on the back of that, the success 2011-2012, and obviously last year winning the All-Ireland. I suppose we wouldn't be here tonight other than that, and I suppose, you know, you'd have to give great credit to everybody that was involved to be part of that process. It was a great experience for myself personally, and just to say thanks to, you know, Rory, Pat, Maxie, the management team, and the players themselves for the effort and the time and the commitment that they put in has been absolutely unbelievable, and it's just it's been a great experience, and we're just looking forward now to 2013.
And I suppose there's been a lot of award ceremonies and a lot of accolades have come to you and the team since the All-Ireland. But I suppose this one's extra special in that it's coming from your own people and your own county.
Very much so. Like, I mean, obviously, you just have to look at the past recipients and the people that are involved in that. And, you know, the people of Donegal that are very proud people anyway. And, you know, to be honoured by your own is a great, great thing for anybody. And I accept the award on behalf of all the boys, because I think, you know, it's been very much a collective effort. We've worked really hard, everybody. We try to work hard on the coaching side of things, but it's nothing in comparison to what the boys do themselves. And, you know, it has taken us so far, and we just hope now that our focus can turn to Tyrone on the 26th of May. It's 12 weeks tomorrow, so it'll not be long coming in. And, you know, I suppose tonight maybe draws a line under 2012, really, in many respects, because it's the end of the events and things that have been happening. But it's a great night nevertheless, and one we're looking to enjoy for the rest of the night. And great to be among so many people from Donegal, and also so many people that haven't seen in a long time, particularly from my own town and so forth. So it's been very nice that way as well, and a kind of a surprise, to be honest.
And I suppose hard to believe, like, it's been a pretty much a roller coaster ride. Hard to believe it's 5 months from tonight since you won the All-Ireland.
Well, I suppose it is and it isn't. Sometimes I find it hard to believe that it's been 2 years, you know, and then the 21s as well before that. So time does seem to fly in, you know, but I think when everybody's working hard and they've got their head down, the time, you know, has a tendency to do that. And without repeating myself, you know, we're looking forward to this season now. We're starting to build a bit of fitness at the moment, and the break since the down match has been good, and hopefully we can go to Tyrone now on Sunday and put in a good performance and move up a level again from the down match, and hopefully get some points on the board. And if we do, we do it. If we don't, we'll have to try and find them in the next four games, you know. So it's kind of a packed schedule for us now in the next, I think, maybe five games in the next 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. So that's a fairly tough schedule, but one we're looking forward to.
And I suppose something else that's happened since the All-Ireland was, I suppose, again, from a personal point of view, yourself joining Celtic and made a message here tonight from Neil Lennon. How have you found that experience in the last, I suppose, 4 months since that?
Yeah, it's been phenomenal, really. It's been a great experience for me, and I suppose I'm getting a good grip on the job now, built up a good relationship with the players that I'm working with, and the staff, indeed, you know, and, you know, watching the training and monitoring the training and what they do in the sports science and how they work. It's been a great experience to be, I suppose, a fly on the wall in many respects in terms of the operations and the systems that are involved with the first team and the development squad. So it's all learning for me, really, and you're just hoping you can bring some of them things back into the Donegal setup. But, you know, I can only say good things about it, really. But, you know, our bread and butter, really, is Ulster Championship and Ulster football, and, you know, our preparations now must move towards that. And I think most of the events have died down in the county from the players' point of view and the management point of view, and it's really now time to start focusing on the football.
And can I just ask, you mentioned something there about sort of friends that you maybe don't get to see a lot and stuff, and we showed we got a video clip there tonight with a lot of old friends, a lot of old coaches and stuff, and I suppose that was a nice 4 or 5 minute journey for you to be on to hear these people and to see these people speaking about you and your journey and your journey with the club and stuff, you know, right, I suppose, from underage level.
I suppose it is, like, you know, I don't tend to look back very often, to be honest with you, and I don't know, I don't get a lot out of it, but it was lovely there, I suppose, to see some of the people you played with and managed, yeah, and so forth, and the few words, and even my own kids at the end there, which I wasn't expecting, and I didn't know that had happened. So things like that are lovely, you know, and gives you a sort of a few moments to reflect on everything that has gone on, which, as I said earlier, I don't tend to do. It's kind of about moving forward and trying to improve on last year, and that's our goal for this year. You know, try and be the best that we can be as a group of players, and try and move forward as a group of players, develop everybody that's within the squad to a higher level than they were at last year, and then collectively try and move the squad forward. And that process is ongoing, and you know, we've started now in a positive 2013, and we're building fitness. A few new players have come into the squad and added a wee bit more energy to it, and hopefully you know, we can get everybody back fit now. It looks as if Paddy McGrath, you know, Frank, Colum might be coming into the Recton for next weekend, even for some amount of game time, so that's all positive as well. If we can get a full squad back fully fit, Carol Lacey back fully fit, and Christy Toy, the two longer term injuries added into what we already had, and the few new players, you know, we'll have to look forward to the season ahead.